Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, first off, for any of you working in a company today, let's see if you could avail of a cash injection the government would only love to give you. So it's estimated that only 1% of Irish companies are claiming the R&D tax credit. And to find out why, and what's more, is what's stopping other companies from availing of it, I'm joined in studio here by Bradley Chalmers, Group Managing Partner at TCM Funding. First off, Bradley, can you talk us through what exactly the R&D tax credit means in terms of cold hard cash?
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me on the show. Well, the R&D tax credit is it's been around since 2004. It's an incredible incentive that companies really need to know about. Simply put, it would allow companies here in Ireland to claim back up to 35% of any costs that they have incurred carrying out a project that is deemed innovation here in Ireland.
And what would be a project deemed innovation?
It's a great question. Now, the criteria sometimes confuses people and it can be misleading. And I think that's why it needs to be simplified for some people to understand. So let me do that. The criteria boils down to two things. Are you taking on a project that is advancing your knowledge and capability? And does that project involve some form of uncertainty as well? So in Ireland, we've seen that manufacturing make good use of the incentive. They make up about 2/3 of the funding claimed, followed shortly after in terms of number of claims by software and IT. But there are other industries that perhaps are less underrepresented. Industries such as engineering, industries such as construction and agriculture. But to give you an example, within agriculture, for example, there may well be dairy farmers looking to reduce methane emissions on the farm. And so an example there might be that perhaps they are developing a new feed blend to try and reduce those emissions. And they never know that they may well qualify for R&D because there's a lot of uncertainty involved.
Well, the one issue I hear word on the street on this, Bradley, is that does this put a red flag over your company's head and where it's simply highlights to revenue, please come and audit me.
It's a great point to make. And I think this is part of the reason which is why we see in Ireland so few SMEs are claiming. Only 19% of the total claim value here is claimed by SMEs. Where in the UK, in contrast, SMEs make up over 52% of the claim value.
So if I translate that, that means that for every 100 euro being claimed, only 19 euros of that is being claimed by SMEs. Is that right?
That's right. Okay. So further than that, only 84% of the total amount claimed here is actually by foreign-owned companies as well. So only 16% is by Irish-owned companies, which is very interesting as well.
And so if we could deal with that concern, I mean, is it merited that people would be concerned that this could just trigger a revenue audit?
Well, I think absolutely that they're certainly it's sensible to be cautious whenever you make any kind of claim of this nature. It is it's a self-assessment, of course. But and I think this is why it's important to seek sound advice. You know, as part of the process for claiming, companies have to make what's called a pre-filing notification form. So that means that 90 days before you submit your claim, you let the revenue know of your intent to make that claim. What that does is give them a heads up that you're looking to make a claim. And then when you make the claim, they may well audit it, they may well not. What I can say for sure is that the revenue audit claims much more than the UK HMRC did, which we know 3-4 years ago, they noticed that they were being taken advantage of, and so they've tightened it up. The good thing about here in Ireland and the revenue is they've never opened the floodgates. They've always been cautious, and I think that's a good thing for companies. It's also a good thing for companies like TCM who are submitting these claims because we know what's expected of us. And so I don't think people should be afraid to make a claim. I think the important point is that they seek sound advice and know that as long as the claims that they're making are technically robust and compliant, then they shouldn't be concerned.
Now, how does one know if they're being technically robust? That is the other question here. And you're going to be working with accountants through Chartered Accountants Ireland and helping them to be able to develop that competency. Will you talk us through that, please, Bradley?
That's right. So, I mean, to answer your first question, I would speak to companies that you know, ask about companies they may have claimed with, speak to your accountant, look on Trustpilot reviews, look on reviews, and make sure that the company you're working with is reputable and you can vouch for them. That's the key thing. To answer your second point around Chartered Accountants Ireland, this for us was a strategic decision. As part of our market research here in Ireland, what we found was that awareness amongst accountants is largely still inconsistent. In many cases, accountants felt they didn't have the support or the awareness to be able to proactively recommend R&D to their clients and to be able to choose which of their clients they think should look at this. And many said they feel they could do with some help there. And so that's why we entered into that member benefits partnership with Chartered Accountants Ireland to be able to provide that support from the top down and hopefully make a bigger impact.
And apart from pre-notifying revenue 90 days in advance, are there any other practical things that companies need to do? For example, should they be reaching out to their accountants and saying, look, is this for me? Or what other practical piece of advice do you have for them?
I think they should, and I'm glad you asked that question, because something the revenue do like to see is some form of record keeping of your projects. So I'll ask a question, which I think companies should ask themselves to work out if they qualify or not. But before I do, I will say that it's worth keeping track of any projects that you're carrying out which you think might be R&D. Now, I'll ask the question for people at home. So to work out if you qualify or not, this would be the first question I'd ask. Have you, over the last 12 to 18 months, been faced with any form of project or challenge which has forced you to come up with some form of unique or novel solution around that problem? Then that would be the first question to ask yourself.
And I just have one last thing to ask you then, Bradley, is let's say that I have been keeping track over the past, I'm going to say 4 years, 5 years. Mm. How far back can an R&D tax credit be claimed?
You can look back at the previous financial period. So it's looking back one financial period.
Okay, so let's say if somebody is submitting their accounts for 2025, this can go back as far as the 1st of January 2025 if they're filing their accounts in the upcoming.
Correct, if it's a December year end, that's right, yeah.
Well, you've certainly covered a lot of ground there, yeah. With that. And as you say, there's a lot of money here could be claimed on the part of companies. So make sure to start asking that question of yourselves and reaching out to your accountant or, of course, your good self. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. Bradley Chalmers, Group Managing Partner at TCM Funding.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.